Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that your word can break down walls. It can break into hearts. It can give us a rhema word, a word in season. It can be revelation to us. And we ask for your Holy Spirit right now to open our heart to receive what you want to say, Lord, and to open these scriptures in the way that you want us to open them. In Jesus' name, amen. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Amen? You anoint my head with oil and my cup, it overflows. You know, I titled this one, there's two titles, just to give Lyndon a bit of a difficult time before he leaves for the podcast. But his ointment for life's hurts, is that pretty good? His ointment for life's hurts, or healed people heal people. Healed people heal people. Amen? Because he anoints our head with oil and then our cup, it overflows. Let's read Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Remember that. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. What a beautiful scripture. Every time we read that, there's power in just reciting that, isn't there? Over and over again. But he anoints our head with oil. And this is connected to the verse. It's the same verse. It's the second part. It's 5b, if you like, to what we did last time. If you were here 2 weeks ago and we had the table, and he prepares that table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? So everything you needed for life was on that table. And I said, are you at the table? Are you staying at the table to receive everything he has for you? And then it comes on, the verse goes on to say, you anoint my head with oil, my cup, it overflows. Hallelujah. And so the meaning of our half verse today, if you like, is that Jesus would fill us to overflowing so that we would pour into the lives of everybody we come into contact with. That's what it is. It's not anointing so that we can keep it to ourselves. It's an anointing so that we could overflow onto everybody we come into contact with. Every single person, our friends, our family, those who curse us, our enemies, that we would overflow with the oil of the Lord into their life. And so much of the New Testament, if you read the New Testament, and I recommend you do, from start to finish, if you can, so much of the New Testament is about life in the Spirit. Life in the Spirit, staying in step with the Spirit, staying charged by the Spirit, right? And the topic of our day at the moment is which electric car are we going to get, or which plug-in hybrid are we going to get, right? Not that anyone can really afford them these days until they come down in price, right? But that's what everybody's talking about. Which electric car are you going to get? Which plug-in hybrid are you going to get? Listen, there's two reasons why I think we're a long way off. Firstly, affordability. And secondly, we haven't got the power in the grid to power these cars. But anyway, I'm not getting into this right now on the pulpit. But let's say by some blessing of the Lord, you got yourself a plug-in car or an electric car, whatever you like, the Tesla, whatever it is. It's only going to work if you plug it in. Because I've got a hybrid, but mine's a self-charging hybrid, which means it works whether I plug it in or not. The motor, the combustion engine is charging it as I drive. Okay? But if you've got a plug-in car, maybe not a plug-in hybrid, because that will work on motor as well. But an electric car like a Tesla, it will only work if you plug it into the source. Amen? Listen, I'm coming to it here, but we will only do what we've got to do if we are plugged into the source. If we are anointed by the oil of the Lord, then we can overflow into our community and into our families and into our work colleagues and our friends. You see, you've got to plug in. If you don't plug your Tesla in overnight, and you get in the driver's seat the next day, you're not going anywhere. You're getting the bus or the train or whatever. You're walking if you can't get a bus or a train. So this verse at its very heart is about being plugged in. Plugged in. Are you plugged in? So if you're at the table, you might be at the table, but are you plugged in? Are you attentive to what's happening at the table of the Lord? Are you plugged into the power source this morning? Because the Spirit of God wants to anoint you with his oil so that you can overflow. That's what this verse says. Anoint my head with oil so I can overflow, David was saying, into every area of my life. Healed people heal people, you see. So if this is ointment for life's hurts, he pours his anointing oil on our hurts, and then we go and heal people with the oil that he has given to us. Amen? You see, when Jesus was baptized, let's take it back to our Savior Jesus, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, right? You remember that? And the Father said this, "This is my Son with whom I'm well pleased." Do you remember that? When Jesus was baptized. And Jesus then lived in the overflow of that moment. The overflow of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He then lived in the overflow of that anointing. Yeah? So everything he did, he overflowed in his acceptance of who he was in the Father. He overflowed in grace. He overflowed in compassion. He overflowed in peace. He overflowed in joy. He overflowed in walking in purpose. After that moment when the Father said, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." When the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus, Jesus was anointed without measure or limit. Without measure or limit. And this is why we call Jesus of Nazareth Christ. Because you know the word Christos in Greek literally means anointed. Christos in Greek means anointed one. He is the anointed one. He has been anointed, and it says, doesn't it, in Scripture, to preach good news, to heal people, to proclaim good tidings, to proclaim freedom for the captives, to comfort people, to give beauty for ashes, joy for mourning. That's what he was anointed to do. He was anointed, it says in Isaiah 61:3, with the oil of joy. So Jesus was anointed with the oil of joy. In Psalm 45:7, he was anointed with the oil of gladness. In Isaiah 11:2, he was anointed with power and authority and wisdom and understanding so that he could overflow. He couldn't do those, he couldn't say those absolute unbelievable one-liners to the religious people of the day unless he was anointed by the Holy Spirit and plugged into who was charging him up, right? He had to be connected to that anointing in order to be able to speak and act and be the person that he was. He was anointed to preach good news, to heal the sick. Hallelujah. And just as Jesus was anointed to do those things without measure and without limit, we are anointed with the oil of the Lord to do those things without measure and without limit. The anointing of the Lord that's on our life is without measure and without limit. We have been anointed with the same oil, David says, as the oil that anointed Jesus so that he could overflow in his life, so that we can now go and overflow in our lives. Are we living in the overflow of the oil this morning? That's a question for all of us. And just like Jesus, our role is to overflow. Overflow in every area of life, in that anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit fills us, you know, and it's not a one-time thing, the Spirit might have filled you one time and there might have been a manifestation in some way. You might have begun speaking in tongues, or you might have, you know, been slain in the Spirit, or, you know, it might have just been quite an ordinary experience, but you're still filled with the Holy Spirit. But that's not a one-time thing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is daily. The oil is for every day. If you look at the wineskins that Jesus was talking about, the wineskins had to be oiled every day to hold the new wine that was coming. To keep them supple, they had to be oiled every day or they would crack and the wine would be spilt. So the oil is a daily treatment. I know some of us oil our skin or cream our skin. It's like that. The oil of the Lord is for every day so that we don't crack and lose the wine. Healed people heal people. And it's not a one-time thing. It's a continuous process of being healed by the Lord and by his anointing ointment for our life. so that we can be healing to those around us. The ministry of the Holy Spirit pours all of God's graces. All of God's graces. The Holy Spirit pours an ointment for every hurt in your life. The Holy Spirit pours an ointment for every hurt in your life. There's not some hurts that are not dealt with by this ointment. This ointment treats everything. You don't have to get 6 or 7 medicines. The ointment of the Holy Spirit cures everything. It heals everything. And Jesus has given it to us unmeasured and unlimited. Are we bathing in the oil of the Holy Spirit? That's the question. It's not that he's withholding the oil from us. It's that maybe we're not sitting at the table attentive and receiving the oil that he has for us. Because if you allow him, he will heal you with his ointment for life. I've gone off piste. Hold on a sec. So in the New Testament, in Acts, the New Testament church, didn't Jesus say to his disciples just before he died that they were to wait in Jerusalem until they had received power from on high? Do you remember that? Just before he died, he said, wait in Jerusalem until you have received the oil of anointing from the Holy Spirit so that you can do what you're about to be doing. You see, none of us can do this. None of us can be who God needs us to be unless we wait for the anointing on high. And that's why Saturday was an amazingly special moment for me. I'm incredibly busy as a person. I work 2 jobs. I've got 3 young children. But I came here without my family just for 2.5 hours, and I bathed in the oil of the Holy Spirit. I received what the team were ministering. I mean, Patrick came up in the prophetic to sing on the stage. It was amazing, and many others. But I received the oil for my hurts and for the things that I needed yesterday so that I can become all God wants me to be. I can't do it without that anointing and without that Holy Spirit. Are we at the table? Are we attentive to what he wants to pour into our life? You see, the presence is always with us, right? The Holy Spirit's always with us. So I don't want us to get this wrong. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And some people say when we sing that song, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. But the Holy Spirit's already here. And the Holy Spirit is here because it's in us. If you're a born-again Christian, the Holy Spirit lives in you. But what we're calling for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in those moments to manifest over our lives, okay? We know he lives in us to change us and to mold us and to shape us, but we're calling the anointing of the Holy Spirit to do something new in us and fresh in us in those moments. How often do we call the Spirit to do something fresh in us? It's me as well. How often do I call the Spirit to do something fresh in my life? Because the truth is this, right? Just as Jesus, after the Father said, this is my Son whom I'm well pleased with, just as he went with that position and operated from that position, that security, that significance, that belonging, that's how we should operate. Because Jesus says to us, these are my daughters and my sons with whom I'm well pleased. That's what Jesus says about you. These are my children with whom I'm well pleased. And so we now are called to operate in the overflow of that position. That's our position in Christ. It says, doesn't it? You're no longer a slave to sin. You are a child of God. So we operate in the overflow of that, just as Jesus did. And I'll share a quick story from my parenting journey, if you'll indulge me for one more moment on that, because I know I share a lot about this, about my parenting. But Gem and I are doing a parenting course, and it's a fantastic course run by Christians, Christian founders of the course. And it's called Positive Parenting Solutions. It's fantastic. But you see, there's an overwhelming difference about how I parent my children. Okay, so if I parent them in a way where I say to them, you're my sons with whom I'm well pleased. If I say that to my children, if I choose to tell them I'm proud of them, if I choose to tell them I love them, if I choose to give them an environment where they can be themselves and be confident in being who they are, if I create an environment where they can make mistakes but come back into the fold, if I create that environment, I'm giving them significance and belonging. Like the Father did to Jesus. That's your significance, Jesus. You're my son with whom I'm well pleased. And so if I say that and I create that environment to my kids, I tell you, they behave brilliantly. But when I mess up because I'm a fleshly parent, and sometimes when I get there and I say, oh, what have you done that for? What were you thinking? And I start to chip away at their significance and their belonging. They start to act up because you know why? They want attention, even if it's discipline, that's what they want. They just want dad to pay attention to them. So they'll misbehave and they'll get dad's me cross, and I'll be sharp with them and I won't be all significance and belonging. And then it goes and a cycle repeats. You see the difference here? Jesus is saying, you are my children with whom I'm well pleased. There is an environment here where you can be all I created you to be. And if you mess up, you can come back into the fold. There's grace for that. There's mercy for that. And I will never stop loving you. That's the environment that he has created for us. We need to understand today that we are sons and daughters who have been anointed as children of God. We have been anointed as children of the Most High. And we can live in the overflow of grace. And we can live in the overflow of mercy. And we can live in the overflow of love. And the overflow of forgiveness. And the overflow of peace. And the overflow of purpose. And the overflow of joy. If we look to who we're powered by. You see, any works that we do, we talked about it this morning. There's things to do in this church. There's things to do in the church. But any works that we do for the kingdom must overflow out of a life in the Spirit. Any works we do for God must come out of an overflow of the Spirit. And there's works to be done. There's much work to be done before Jesus comes and gets his bride. I'm telling you, we're a long way off from being glorious. The bride that he's going to return from. Not this church, I'm talking about the church, capital C. There is a lot of work for the church to do to be the glorious bride. But listen, for all of us, works must come out of an overflow of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes I think that people look at work as a dirty word in the kingdom of God. Because they'll go, oh, that parable of Martha and Mary. Mary was sitting at the feet. Jesus said that was better. And that's true. But Jesus also said to his disciples, feed people. Jesus also told his disciples to clothe people. Jesus also said, lead people, disciple people. There's work to do in the kingdom of God. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works, there's no life in that, it says in the Bible. It's dead. And it was never God's intention for us to be filled with his anointing and to keep it to ourselves. We were filled with the anointing of God to give out, to pour out. Paul says in the New Testament, I've been poured out like a drink offering for the church and for the people of God. That was the calling, to be anointed, to be filled and emptied, filled and emptied, filled and emptied. We're not here just to be filled and keep it to ourselves. There is work to do. Jesus was anointed to preach freedom for the captives, to heal the sick. And do you know what it says in the scripture? The expectation is we do greater things than those. So the expectation, once we've been anointed by God, is to heal the sick, is to proclaim freedom to the captives, is to preach the gospel without ceasing. That's the works that God has for us, all of us, but it must come out of anointing of the Holy Spirit. Doing works without the Spirit is not going to end well. If we do works out of anything else but a life of the Spirit, we're going to get fed up very quickly. We will get fed up very quickly. If there's no oil on it, we're going to get frustrated with Christians. Christians are frustrating. I'm frustrated. I'm sure you guys are frustrating. And if there's no oil on it, you're going to get fed up very quickly. Who's laughing? Sat in a... yeah. There needs to be an oil over it when we work for the kingdom of God. It says in Galatians 5:16, just some scriptures to back this up. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Ephesians 5:18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5:18, allow yourselves to be led by the Spirit, but then you are not under law. That's an important one. So that we're judged as Christ's righteousness and not by the law. Display the behaviors and graces of the Spirit in Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Be empowered by the Spirit. Acts 4:31, one of my favorite passages of all time. And when they prayed, the place in which they were gathered was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. The oil of anointing over the life of the early church. And then have the Holy Spirit within us to deposit in us a guarantee for our future and for eternity. Romans 8:15 to 16. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. That's the work of the Spirit in our lives. Are we sitting under the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Or are we trying to do works ourselves? Is our wine skin getting a bit cracked? Is it a bit weathered? Well, are we applying the oil to keep it supple and fresh? You can get this book. It's a great book by Jill Briscoe. It's called A Little Pot of Oil. A Little Pot of Oil by Jill Briscoe. And she talks about this reality of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. And I believe this is the what we need to see the Holy Spirit for all of us right now. It says this in her book. I have never stopped learning about the Spirit's sweet abiding presence. He has drawn me to Christ as Savior and Lord, and has ignited a passion in my soul for those who do not know him. He has taught me when to pray and how to pray. When I didn't have a clue what to say, he enlightened my mind to the scriptures and thoroughly applied them to my life and overwhelmed me with grace. He has strengthened me when I was weak, humbled me when I was proud, sensitized me to sin. In fact, he has been all that I have needed him to be whenever I have needed him to be. That is how we see the Holy Spirit with us. Are we under the oil of the anointing so that we can overflow in our lives? When David in Psalm 23 was writing this, what he was saying, I believe, is that he could see God's blessings all over his life. He was saying, because he comes on to it, goodness and mercy is our next one. Follow me all the day. He could see the blessings on his life. And what David was telling us to do was to recognize the anointing on your life and live in the overflow of that. David had recognized the blessing and the anointing on his life. And he says, my cup overflows. My cup overflows. It spills over into the next person's life who I come into contact with. He was saying, I can't absorb all of the mercy and the goodness that you've given me, Lord. I can't absorb that all myself. I must overflow with that. It's too much for me to contain myself. I'm going to overflow with that into other people's lives. That's what David is writing in Psalm 23. I might not understand how much it's cost you, Shepherd, to pour out these blessings on my life, but I'm going to live in the overflow of that when I deal with other people. Even if it costs me something, I'm going to live in the overflow of the oil of gladness and the oil of joy and the oil of peace and the oil of forgiveness on my life, so that I can heal other people. I think Gemma said it last week. Most people, when they see Christians, see hypocrites. That's what most of my colleagues say, that Christians don't live up to what they say they are. But you see, what David was saying is, let me live a life that overflows the goodness that you've poured into my life. Let me be a reflection of your mercy and your goodness in my life, so that I can bring life to others. The intention is that the Christian life is an overflowing life. Do you live in an overflow life? That's the intention of Christ had for us, to live in an overflowing life. In other words, a successful Christian life is that for everything we do for the Lord to come out of the overflow of our walk with him. Everything we do for the Lord comes out of the overflow of our walk with him. You know, people say to me about going into full-time ministry. And my one thing I'll say to them, listen, full-time ministry comes out of your walk. It's not something separate to your walk. If it becomes something separate to your walk, we're in trouble. And that's for full-time ministry or anyone in any ministry position. If it becomes separate to your walk, then there's trouble ahead. Everything we do for God comes out of our walk with him. Are you at the table? Is the oil all over your life right now? In John 4:14, Jesus promised that the water he gives us will become a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. And then later on in John 7:37, he took that analogy a step further and he says, the one who believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within. It should be a spring bubbling up and overflowing. The living water from Christ that lives in us and by his spirit should be bubbling over. It's what the scripture says. That's what the life in the New Testament was all about. Overflowing from what Jesus had done for them. Overflowing. That's why the disciples were so different pre and post resurrection. Pre-resurrection, they didn't get it. They hadn't had the anointing. But once they got that anointed, they lived in the overflow. You couldn't see two people that were too different than Peter pre-crucifixion and Peter post-resurrection. If you want to see a transformation, look at the story of Peter. I think my dad preached on that a few weeks ago, didn't he? Peter pre-crucifixion denied Christ, didn't want anything to do with it when the trouble came. Post-resurrection, he would die for the gospel. Are we anointed with the oil of the Holy Spirit? Everything we do from God has to come from the overflow of our life and being attached to him. Whatever role the Lord is calling you to do in the kingdom of God, if it's children's work, if it's worship, if it's hospitality and serving food, do it out of the oil that is on your life. Otherwise, one day you're going to come up to me and say, I'm gone. I'm fed up, I'm gone. I've been doing all this work. Nobody recognizes me and I'm gone. But you're not doing it for me, you're doing it for the Lord. With his spirit and his oil all over you. Even if I by accident upset you, don't throw away what God has for you because of me. I won't be there at the end. You won't be there for me. I'm not throwing away my birthright because of what someone did us to me. Even if it's an accident, keep in step with the Spirit. And just to finish, Romans 15:13, perhaps the best New Testament scripture of the overflowing life. The Apostle Paul says this, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and all peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope and power of the Holy Spirit. May he fill you with all hope and joy and peace as you trust in him so that you will overflow with all hope and joy and peace. It's an overflow life. He's not asking you to miraculously find hope and joy and peace for yourself. He's giving you that. Now live in the overflow of that. Healed people, heal people. Receive his ointment today for your hurts. His ointment, just bathe in his oil this morning so that you can be a blessing to everybody you come into contact with. Because Jesus drained his cup, we can overflow. Because Jesus' cup ran empty at the cross, we can now overflow. Hallelujah. All our blessings in this life and in the next were purchased by the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd tends us by anointing us with oil, the oil of the Spirit. And with his oil comes the anointing of joy and peace, healing, strength, and power. Hallelujah. Why don't we just stand for a moment? And I was hoping, because we used to have some oil in the place here. It was probably from Israel or somewhere like that, wasn't it? Somewhere very holy. same gods everywhere, by the way. But anyway, but we know that there's the Holy Land in Israel. But you know, we haven't got the olive oil or the oil. But if you want to be anointed with the oil this morning so that you can overflow in your life, there's an opportunity to respond to this. I believe this is a message where we respond and we ask for an anointing of the Holy Spirit so that we can overflow into our workplace, into our family, into our neighborhood. Amen? So we're going to sing. There's no other agenda, but we're going to worship God because he is worthy of our worship. And then we're going to just, if you want to come forward, and we can just anoint you. You know, we haven't got the oil, but we can still anoint you with the oil of the Holy Spirit. Let's worship.